Yashodanandana Prajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjavi Hari ISKCON founder Acharya, BBT founder, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Chicago ISKCON Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. The most personable, the presiding deities of Chicago. Sri Sri Kishore Kishori Ki Jai, Lord Jagannath Ki Jai, Lord Balaram Ki Jai, Lady Subhadra Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Before reciting this Sriman Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadev, the author. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desires for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sriman Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 29. Today we're going to cover two texts. Text 39, which is on the board, we'll repeat. And text 40, I will just read the Sanskrit. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadavo Vishyadasya Sadavo Vishya Dasya Bhagavad Guna Katana Bhagavan Guna Nukantana Shravana Viragya Chaitasya Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadevo Vishyasya Bhagavan Gunan Kantara Shravana Viagra Chaitasya Prabhus? Vayatan Rajan Sadavo Vishadasya Bhagavan Gunanu Katata Shravana Vigaraya Chaitasya Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadavo Vishadasya Sarvan Pravana Gunatana Shravana Vinyaga Chaitasya Ladies Yata Bhagavata Rajan Shravado Vishyadasya Bhagavad Gunat Katanya Shravana Vigraya Chaitasya Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Tada Vishadasya Bhagavad Gunanut Katya Shravana Viragya Chaitasya and text 40 Tasman Mahan Mukharita Maduhik Charitya Pityusya Sesha Sarita Parita Shravanti Taye Pi Bandi Avitru Nipragada Karnayas Tanna Sprisanti Asya Tri Bhavaya Sokya Moha Yatra Where? Bhagavata Great Devotees Rajan O King Sadhava Saintly Persons Vishada Asya Broad-minded Bhagavata Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Guna The qualities Anukattana To regularly recite. Shravana, to hear. Viagra, eager. Chaitasya, whose consciousness. Tasmin, there. Mahat, of great saintly persons. Mukharita, emanating from the mouths. Madhubit, of the killer of the Madhu demon. Charitra, the activities or the character. Piyushya, of nectar. Sesha, surplus. Sarita, rivers. Parita, all around. Shravanti, flow. Ta, all of them. Ye, they who. Pibanti, drink. Avichya, without being satisfied. Nirpa, O king. Gada, attentive. Karneya, with their ears. Tan, them. Na, never. Spranshanti, touch. Asana, hunger. Treat, thirst. Biya, fear. Shoka, lamentation. Moha, illusion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, our beloved Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Narada Muni is talking to King Parchinya Barahi. Narada says, "My dear King, in the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, and thus purely conscious and engaged with great eagerness in hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in that place, if one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river, one will never forget the necessities of life, namely hunger and thirst, or one will forget the necessities of life, namely hunger and thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentation, and illusion." Purport. The cultivation of Krishna consciousness is possible where great devotees live together and constantly engage in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In a holy place like Vrindavan, there are many devotees constantly engaged in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. If one gets the chance to hear from pure devotees in such a place, allowing the constant flow of the river of nectar to come from the mouths of pure devotees, then the cultivation of Krishna consciousness becomes very easy. When one is engaged in constantly hearing the glories of the Lord, he certainly rises above the bodily conception. When one is in the bodily conception, he feels the pangs of hunger and thirst, fear, lamentation, and illusion. But when one is engaged in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, he transcends the bodily conception. The word Bhagavan Guna Katana Shravana Viagra Chaitasya, meaning always eager to find the place where the glories of the Lord are being heard and chanted, is significant in this verse. A businessman is always very eager to go to a place where business is transacted. Similarly, a devotee is very eager to hear from the lips of liberated devotees. As soon as one hears the glories of the Lord from the liberated devotees, he immediately becomes impregnated with Krishna consciousness. This is also confirmed in another verse. Satyam prasangyam mama virya samvido bhavanti rit karnya rasayana kata taj joshad nad apsa apavraga vartami shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramisyanti. Translation. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and therefore they are freed and their attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, 25th Verse. In the association of pure devotees, one becomes attached to hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In this way, one can cultivate Krishna consciousness, and as soon as this cultivation is advanced, one can become faithful to the Lord, devoted to the Lord, and attached to the Lord, and thus one can very quickly attain full Krishna consciousness. The secret of success in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from the right person. A Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessities, namely eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Once more, text 39 and 40. My dear King, in the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, and thus purely conscious and engaged with great eagerness in hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in that place one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river. One will forget the necessities of life, namely hunger and thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentation, and illusion. Omajana Timirandasya Jananjana Salakya Chakshur Unmivitam Yena Tasmi Shri Grave Naman. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master who has opened my eyes, blinded by the darkness of ignorance, with the torchlight of knowledge. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutare Ridayananda Goswami Iti Namane Namaste Guru Hamsaya Paramandana Madase Prabhupad Prabhadoya Dusta Siddhanta Nasane. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirisheshya Sunyavani Prasjitya Deshyatarane Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here we pick up a little bit of a secret here. Everybody likes to be let in on a secret, right? This is a secret. Going to a place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, and thus purely consciousness engaged, in that place, If one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river, one forgets the necessities of life. That is very powerful. Very powerful. Here in Chicago, maybe not so much the Chicago River, but we have Lake Michigan just blocks away. We can see the waves coming. Such is the talk, the kata of the pure devotees, how we should seek out always association of the pure devotees. Here we have not only Srila Prabhupada's books, but the opportunity to associate with pure devotees or people working on the stage of being a pure devotee. The devotees living in the ashrams here in the temple, the congregational members who are active. These are the people we should seek out. When one travels, one is always confused about what should I do, where should I go. But yet, the devotees that are living in the temple, who have left everything in the material world outside these gates behind, these are the people we should be hearing from. They are constantly engaged. They are not engaged in this, that, and the other thing. They're not worried about what was the score of last night's game. Where is there a good movie that is playing? Instead, they are engaged strictly in Krishna Katha, the discussion of topics of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the type of individual we should seek out if we want to have any kind of spiritual life. We can read and read and read, but until we hear from someone who's a little more advanced than we are, we will never learn. It'll just be words on a page. No more, no less. And the secret of success, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, is hearing from the right person. Srila Prabhupada in 1969 went to London. There he stayed at Tittenhurst Mansion. That is the mansion that was owned by the late John Lennon of the Beatles. And in one of the room discussions one day, George Harrison, John Lennon, and Yoko Ono were meeting with Srila Prabhupada, and John was expressing some of the things he had learned in India from his previous teacher. And Prabhupada was saying, you have to hear it from the right person, otherwise the mantra has no power. How do we hear from the right person? How do we determine who is the right person to hear these topics, these intimate topics? Bhagavad Gita tells us, approach a spiritual master. And how do we approach that spiritual master? We approach in a service attitude, not puffed up thinking, I'm going to catch this guy off guard. I'm going to show him I'm just as smart as he is. No. You do that and you will learn nothing. The spiritual master is much smarter than you. I know it's hard to believe. We like to think we're all incredibly smart, but we're really not. By hearing from the right person, in Nectar of Instruction, it tells what the qualifications are. The first verse, one who can control the tongue, the belly, and the genitals is allowed to make disciples all over the world. How do you control the tongue? You control the tongue by not talking about what goes on outside. Let's talk about Krishna. Let's get out the Krishna book and hear stories. We're only a little more than a week and a half away from Janmashtami. Time to whip out that Krishna book, the advent of Krishna. These are great stories. These are not only stories, these are fact. Fact. There used to be a TV show years ago. Many of you are too young to even remember. It was called Dragnet. It was a police show. The main character was Sergeant Joe Friday. And his big line was, just the facts. Just the facts. Srila Prabhupada, in his books, has given us the facts. He is so kind, so loving. These things, as I've said before, were never translated outside of India. Nobody had ever heard of the Bhagavatam. Oh, they had heard of the Gita. There are so many versions of the Gita. But until Srila Prabhupada's version of the Gita, which today, I like to say, is the number one selling Gita in the world. That shows you how powerful Srila Prabhupada is. Don't ever doubt Srila Prabhupada. Don't ever think Srila Prabhupada is an ordinary human being. He is so much more than we could ever fathom. We could sit and think about Srila Prabhupada, and our minds were not controlled to have, we're not able to control it. Oh, he is this great old guy that came from India, another one of the many gurus and swamis that came. No, he was very, very unique. I've used this phrase before. Srila Prabhupada took a walk in faith. Meeting his spiritual master, he acted on his spiritual master's instruction. Don't ever think you can outwit your spiritual master, those who are initiated or those who are going for initiation. You won't learn anything from them. We have an expression in American English, they'll clam up. A clam is always shut. The shell is always shut, very tough to open. Such is the spiritual master when you don't behave properly. You're not going to hear anything of any value from them. Here in the Bhagavatam, there was a verse that was inserted into the purport. In the association of pure devotees, discussions of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and to the heart. Oh, we can talk about all kinds of mundane topics here, but we don't, because those who are here in the temple are surrendered. I salute each and every one that is in this temple community in Chicago. You are amazing devotees, each and every one of you. Don't ever doubt that. Those who are initiated, you are serving your spiritual master very nicely. Don't ever doubt that. Don't ever let Maya get into your head and go, you know, you had more fun when you were doing this over here. Remember how much fun you had? Come on. Come on. Come on back. Come on. I wouldn't lie to you again, would I? Come on! We must constantly also encourage one another. When we see a Prabhu is having problems, and we can tell very easily, when someone is having problems. The first problem, I always say, it always begins and starts with inattentive chanting. Oh, I've got so much service to do, I don't have time to chant. And then you're playing catch-up the rest of the day. And then you say, well, I didn't finish those rounds. I'll add those on tomorrow. No, it doesn't work that way. Those of us who are initiated, we must always remember, we made a pledge in front of our God brothers, in front of our God sisters, in front of our spiritual master, and in front of the deity. Is your word worth nothing? A man is known by the company by which he keeps. So is a woman. A person is known. Let's put it that way. Let's be politically correct for a moment. A person is known by the company they keep. When you keep the association of devotees, you will experience that some of it is going to rub off on you a little bit. We should always encourage one another. We don't have to be in a chastisement mood. That doesn't work. We must come in a loving mood. Prabhu, I see you're having problems. How may I serve you that you can get back up? Prabhupada used to say, there is no fall down as long as one gets back up. Let us remember that. Let us not be so quick to pass judgment on one another. Let us just talk Krishna Katha. Everything else outside these gates or wherever, whatever temple you may be at, for those who are watching on the internet, this is the place. This is our refuge. This is Krishna's embassy. We have taken political refuge, a spiritual refuge, if you were, in Krishna's embassy, the temple. We don't want to be part of that anymore out there. We see it's the happiness, the sadness, the love, the hate that's outside these gates. It's all temporary. There is nothing worth knowing about out there. But here we can get a chance to hear Krishna Katha, the topics of Krishna. We should embrace them. We should run to them. We should just never let it go. Another thing we should never let go is the association of devotees. There was a book written at the turn of the last century by a man named Napoleon Hill. It was called Think and Grow Rich. And he went and he interviewed at that time the richest people in America: Thomas Edison, Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, just to give an example. And he found what these people had in common for their success. And one of the things they had in common is they associated with like-minded people. Now, their accomplishments may be mundane, but nonetheless, we can take that and run with it, as it were. Associating with like-minded people will make you successful in your spiritual quest. Rendering of devotional service. There's so much to do here, so much to do at every temple. Somebody says, what can I do when I go to the temple? Well, here in Chicago, call up. Talk to Chaitanya, Chaitanya Murari, or Nityananda Pran. I'm sure they can find something for you to do, especially with two festivals coming up in 1 week, Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada's Appearance Day. There's going to be a lot of prem handed out for those who want it. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. Giving of your heart to the Lord. He's already there. Just give it to Him. It belongs to Him anyway. We own nothing. We possess nothing. Anything that we think we may have is merely loaned to us by Krishna. Let us never forget that. In Los Angeles, where I'm from, there's a bumper sticker, "He who dies with the most toys wins." No, not true. What is the good of collecting so much stuff when it's taken away at the end of life? So your family can fight about it? Who gets what? What kind of love is that? Let us think and always remember that the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, 16 rounds, four principles. I've said it once, I'll say it 100 times. Gordney Tyers, hands are like this. How much easier does it have to be for you? This is not rocket science, folks. This is simple surrender. Surrender. Look at the devotees. Ask them, how may I serve? They'll find something for you to do. Believe me, they will engage you. One of the things that they do here in Chicago, on Thursday nights, they have Harinam over at Fountain Square in beautiful downtown Evanston, which it's been over 30 years since I've been in downtown Evanston. I can't believe how much it's changed. Thursday nights, how important is Harinam? Prabhupada said, if necessary, close down the temple and stop the deity worship and everybody get out on Harinam. It's in the Veda base. Look it up. More than once, he talks about how important Harinam is. And it's just not for the devotees that live here, you congregational members. It's your chance for Thursday night. Thursday night, it's time to go out and have a party. A Harinam party. Right? You have singing, dancing, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. These are very, very important subjects on the quest for spiritual knowledge. Here we talk about hearing in this verse. Shravana. We hear this, or Shravanam Kirtanam. Here it is again, telling us we must be willing to hear. Right now, people are all excited. Oh, the Olympics are going on. Not so exciting, is it? The adventures of Krishna are so exciting. They're so ever-changing. There are so many different activities that one can never become bored by hearing these topics. And these are transcendental topics. And by hearing, you got those little scrubbing things going on in your heart and cleaning that heart where super soul Paramatma is residing. They have a commercial, scrubbing bubbles for a cleaner. Think of it that way. We're scrubbing out that heart. We want to make it clean. We want to make it clean. Krishna is residing there. Don't you want to make that place clean? Or do you want to sit and just go through the motion and wonder, oh, I don't get anything out of this? If you're not getting anything out of this, it's no one's fault but your own. It's that simple. It's that simple. Always find the place where the devotees are, and you will be able to take that little tiny little creeper that you have and watch it grow. Watch it grow. Watch it grow from being a creeper into a giant tree. That's exciting. That is truly exciting. One of the things that we hear also in today's verses, Madhu Biat, of the killer of the Madhu demon, Krishna. Where did we hear that before? Bhagavad Gita, correct, sir. You've been reading. Arjuna refers to Krishna as the killer of the Madhu demon. Let Krishna destroy, wipe out the demon of ignorance that is currently residing in you. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't cost anything. So many people, we see them running around with these little mats. Oh, I'm into yoga. That's all nice, but do you know what yoga means? I ask people, do you know what yoga means? Comes from two words in Sanskrit. Yoga means to connect. To connect to what? Pretzel yoga, as Prabhupada called it. Pretzel yoga, he says, yes, you put them in their funny positions, throw them out in the sun, let them dry out and throw some salt on them, you have pretzel. In 1972 in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada said, if we are not this body, which is what we teach, we are not this body, then what is the use of so much gymnastics? I ask people that are into yoga, are you tired of paying those monthly fees? And they look at you and they go, well, it is a little expensive and I do have to, you know, work extra hours to be able to go and do this and that, the other thing. And I go, well, here's a book. Give a donation. You'll become a yogi faster. Isn't that what you want? Bhakti yoga is the topmost of all the yoga systems. And Srila Prabhupada has been so kind that he's given us the express elevator. We don't have to stop off at this floor, that floor, next floor. We go straight to the top. It's like going to a rock concert. You have the people that are paying the tickets, and then you have those who have the backstage passes. This is your backstage pass for spiritual life. All access is the most coveted of all backstage passes. All access means you can go anywhere. When you get that all access pass from Srila Prabhupada, he's the only one that can give it to us, through your spiritual master, you will be so much happier. And you're doing what Srila Prabhupada called the best social work by going out and speaking to others about it. Out here on Clark Street today will be a wonderful festival, I'm sure. The devotees are going to be setting up a booth there. If one, anybody in the Chicago area that's watching class, if you can speak Spanish, have we got some service for you? Prabhupada's books in Espanol. I am not a linguist, unlike my guru Maharaj, who speaks, I think the last count was 7 or 8 languages fluently. Plus, he's a Sanskrit scholar. The first time I ever had to give class, I'll tell this story. The first time I ever had to give class in front of my guru, any of the initiated devotees here ever had to give class in front of their spiritual master? I did. I am not a Sanskrit scholar. I am the first to admit it. I'm not a linguist. I barely speak English. I speak in a lot of slang terms. I'm truly American in my speech vocabulary. And I'll never forget, I had a professor in college that said, the reason why certain languages are considered dead languages is because every time you speak them, you kill them again. That's me. I try so hard. But nonetheless, I don't let it get me down. I will go out and talk to Krishna, to anyone who is willing to listen. I used to push it to the fact that even if they didn't want to listen, I'd push the fact a little bit. Last year, I got into an argument with a friend of mine. I was just like, "Ah, you're so stupid. I shouldn't have said that." He immediately threw me out of his house. "How dare you call me stupid in my house?" We shouldn't be so, what's the term, full of airs. Yes, I am this, I am a Vaishnav, I am above you. We must always keep the servant attitude. We're not even the servant, we're the servant of the servant. We are way down here. But nonetheless, when one begins to speak Krishna Katha, we're not asking anyone to switch their religions. We're not out front here trying to get people from St. Jerome's across the street over here, stealing congregational members. Come on over. But we will tell them this. We can show you how to be better. We can show you how to be better Christians. We can show you how to be a better Jew. We can show you how to be a better Muslim. We can show you how to be a better Buddhist. Because Srila Prabhupada has been so kind. He's given us these books. We have to take the time. We have to take the time. He would sit up hours at end while everybody else was sleeping. A few of his servants told me he lived on 3-4 hours of sleep a day. I try that and I become Mr. Grumpy. I know it's hard to picture. But if I don't get the right sleep, I'm just, what do you want? But here's Srila Prabhupada. In an advanced age, much older than I am now. And he's living on 3 to 4 hours of sleep because the rest of the time he's either meeting with people, taking care of the devotees, taking care of business with ISKCON, or translating. Amazing! Who could lead that kind of life? Only a pure devotee. A Krishna-conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessities. Srila Prabhupada sat up while his disciples slept, while his servants slept, dictating away. I ask everyone, please give 1 hour a day to just reading one of Srila Prabhupada's books. I don't care if it's one of the small little paperbacks. Sri Upanishad, one of my favorites, one of my personal favorites, Nectar of Instruction, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. The list goes on. Srila Prabhupada had so many books, 60-some books. In over 100 different languages, there's no excuse, anyone. We've got a book for you, and no matter what language you speak or read in. And if you don't know how to read, get a book and find someone to read it to you. Your life will be changed forever. Are there any questions? Okay. Yes, Mataji.
You said during the class that if someone feels that they're not getting anything out of hearing or chanting, it's not possible, like we understand. But you also said it's the person's fault.
Right. So it's their fault for not paying attention. These books are so simplified in reading that anyone can pick this up. You have to be willing to do your homework. It's like school. We are in school. Fortunately, at what I call the University of Prabhupada, there are no diplomas because it's a constant learning process. We must be willing. If we're not learning something from these books, it's because we're doing something wrong. And then, therefore, we should humbly submit ourselves to the devotees and go, where am I going wrong on this tract? So many times, women will know. You guys will get a laugh out of this. When you're riding with a man and you're lost, will that man pull over and ask for directions? No. He's going to try to, I can figure this out. Wrong attitude to have in spiritual life. There are no stupid questions. Ask a devotee, Prabhu, I'm not getting anything out of this. What am I doing wrong? Chances are, I always say this from over 35 years of experience of associating with devotees, it's got something to do with your chanting. You're not paying attention to your chanting. Spiritual life begins and ends with chanting. Shravanam Kirtanam. Two things, hearing and chanting. Prabhupada said, chant and be happy. Who can't follow that instruction? That is a very simple instruction, right? Chant and be happy. We should wake up every morning going, all right, this is another day I get to do my rounds. Thank you, Krishna. Out of those rounds, once they're done, Krishna, what do you have for me? Oh, all right, devotional service. Let me just reiterate that. This is devotional service too. This is devotional service too. Getting up. Last night I was up at about 1:30 and I was awake until about 4 when I finally fell back to sleep. I could not get back to sleep. But I knew I had to get up. I had to chant my rounds. I will probably fall down later. Not to fall down in the way that we use that term, by the way, amongst devotees. I've learned my lesson on that. But a Krishna conscious person, the last line here, is never disturbed by the bodily necessities, namely eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These are things that the animals do. Aren't we a little bit above that? I think we are. We're able to do. The human beings are the only ones that are able to really see what is God. We don't see the dogs talking about it. We don't see Mr. Cat talking about meow, 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 meow. No, they're not talking about it. They're worrying about four things: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's it. Are you no better than they are? I think you are. I know you are. Krishna knows you are. We need to just submit ourselves. If we're having problems, ask a devotee. No one is here to pass judgment on you. There is not one of us here that wasn't into some kind of nonsensical thing before they read or picked up one of Srila Prabhupada's books and started chanting. Not one of us. We could go around the room and ask everybody, what were you doing before you came here? Be honest. We're in front of the deity. and such beautiful deities. Sri Sri Kishore Kishori, the first deities I ever saw in 1975 at the old place in Evanston, the old YMCA. This place is so much bigger than that place. I cannot believe it. I remember when Shivaram Swami picked me up at the train station and brought me by here and said, "This is the new temple we just bought. We're going to be moving into this." I was one of the first people to sleep in this building. It was wintertime. The heaters weren't working. It was very, very austere. But it wasn't. The showers aren't as bad here as they were. Remember the ones that in Evanston, Prabhu? It felt like the water was coming directly out of Lake Michigan. And on a winter day, believe me, you go, "Oh, I'm not this body. I'm not this body." But to answer your question, just ask a devotee when you're having problems. We are all here. We are all adults. No one is here to pass judgment on anyone. And if you are passing judgment, then shame on you. Shame. We must help one another. We must always constantly encourage one another. One of the things I've always said is here in an organization like ISKCON, you don't hear these two words. Thank you. Thank you. I say it all the time to devotees. Thank you for your service, Prabhu. It's amazing what that thank you does to people. It's like a booster. Oh, yeah, all right, I'm ready to go. Somebody's actually noticing. You know, we need to hear that every once in a while, a simple thank you. I want to take this time now. I'm leaving on the 1st, which is Wednesday. I want to take this time right now to thank each and every one of you. Each and every one of you is doing something very, very important. For those of us who grew up in the 60s, what we're doing here is very revolutionary. And isn't that what the 60s were all about? We were going to have revolution. Now it's revolution with Tilak, Doti and Kirta, or Sari. That's a revolution. Thank you to the devotees of Chicago for keeping this temple going. ISKCON has had some bad years since the departure of Srila Prabhupada, and yet you've managed to keep this temple going. Thank you. Thank you for keeping Kishore Kishori. They're more beautiful now than they were 37 years ago. If that's at all possible, they are so beautiful. I cannot believe it. Every morning I stand here, I cannot believe I'm standing in front of, it feels like I'm sitting in front of two old friends. You know, "Hi, I haven't been here for a while. Good to see you." You know, they are so personable. Go to the deity. Ask the deity, "Please send me a devotee that can help me with my problems." The deity will listen. The deity hears and knows everything that's going on inside your heart. You don't really need to ask, but ask it anyway. Ask it anyway. Humble yourself that, "Oh, I'm too proud. I'm too proud to ask for help." There's a saying, "Pride goeth before the fall." Get rid of that false pride. Ask for help. "I'm having problems." Ask for help. If anyone's having problems with chanting, I've made this offer before, I will work with you to get your chanting done in a timely fashion so you're not playing catch-up the rest of the day. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Sri